About 200 people filled courtroom number one Thursday night in the Watauga County Courthouse. They listened to the final appeals for and against the book, The House of the Spirits, written in 1982 by award-winning Chilean author Isabel Allende. It follows three generations of one family as they deal with the Chilean Revolution. This is the selected reading for the sophomore honors English class at Watauga High School. Parental consent is always required for this course.
This book is saturated with sexually explicit material that is confirmed to create images in our students' minds and is intentionally distributed to students without review.
Last year, Chastity Lassane signed the consent for her son to read the book, but after reading it herself, she decided it was too graphic. She wants the book removed from the curriculum, but available in the school's library. In September, she formally requested the Watauga Board of Education take it off the required reading list for all sophomore honors English students. She believes it contradicts numerous school policies.
Watauga High School takes steps to block questionable content. Watauga High School policy exists to prohibit sexual or violent lyrics and pregame music. From Watauga County School policy, any PG-13 or R, TV-14, TV Mature requires prior approval of principal and parents. Yet this book, The House of the Spirits, is required with no analysis of inappropriate sexual content, and no principal or parent review or approval is required.
Sophomores do have alternatives to this book. They can read Moby Dick, take a different English class, or take Honors English online. The North Carolina Department of Public Instruction lists The House of the Spirits as appropriate reading for sophomores in our state.
This book has been vetted extensively. It passes every test for appropriateness in the honors sophomore curriculum.
Mary Kent Whitaker is a 30-year veteran teacher. She first taught this book during the 2012-2013 academic year. But Lassane's protest stopped her from teaching it this year. Thursday night, she reminded the board the disturbing material in The House of the Spirits is minimal.
1% of the entire text. These excerpts contain sexual and violent content. If you remove The House of the Spirits from the curriculum, even if you leave it in the library, you have gone against rock-solid evidence from North Carolina and other educational experts who deem the book appropriate for honor sophomores and who clearly don't consider it pornographic. With 2 years of data, you can see that 93% of students either read The House of Spirits or desire to read it. Please keep in mind that this 93% represents 218 students, which equates to the support and permission of approximately 300 to 400 parents.
Thursday evening, members of the Watauga County School Board finally settled the controversy. With a vote of 3-2, they decided to keep The House of the Spirits in the curriculum for sophomore honors English. Catherine Mobley, 88.5 WFDD News.